Hi everyone, I'm Matt Wagstaff, and welcome to another episode of the Live Long and Prosper podcast, where I discuss a number of topics related to living a life of balance, abundance, and happiness. Much of what is shared on this podcast is related to personal development, business, and financial literacy. In this episode, I'm going to be sharing with you three bad investing behaviors that are, sort of my personal opinion, three bad investing behaviors for you to look out for if you are considering being an investor, whether it be in stocks, in real estate, or anything else that you would consider an investment. So I just want to give the disclaimer that this is not financial advice. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just sharing with you some personal opinion, I would say, backed by a little bit of fact and the fact that I've been doing a little bit of research and I've been in the investment space for over a decade now. Things that I've lived and I've seen and I've noticed over the last decade plus in terms of investing that just want to share with you all, and hopefully it adds some value to your life. So the first thing I want to say is, right now that we are in this COVID-19 coronavirus pandemic, this could be a great opportunity for some if you have the available resources to take advantage of the investment opportunities that may present themselves in the near future. Now, first and foremost, you need to make sure that you're taking care of your health and that your family is safe and secure and you have all those necessities in life to keep you sustained and keep you living, living long and prospering and being happy. If you are able to have some additional funds available, you have some resources and an opportunity presents itself, these are just some of the things that I would suggest that you avoid if you do have the ability to take advantage of the opportunities that present themselves. So now that we've said all these things, let's get right into the three bad investing behaviors that I want to share. The first bad investing behavior is not thinking long term. So there's a huge difference between, from the stock market standpoint, of being a trader versus being an investor. So day traders and traders, they go into a stock and then they're out of it pretty quickly. They try to get a quick bump up in their investing return, but typically that's a very dangerous game, versus an investor who is purchasing a high quality organization, high quality stock, and they are looking to hold on to it for the long term. A lot of times when you're thinking about investing, sometimes folks want to get rich quick, and that is definitely not a good strategy. If you are really trying to be an investor, stocks traditionally or historically have gone up over time, but they do not go up in a straight line. And typically there's some pullbacks where they go down, then they go up, they go down, they go up, and they may trend up or they may trend down, but you just never know. And being a day trader or someone who's in and out of these stocks can be very, very dangerous, especially if your capital or your finances are, you don't have enough to be able to back those up, those losses, those quick losses. And also, there is a saying, I believe it's from Warren Buffett or another prominent investor, that says, don't purchase a stock for 10 minutes if you aren't willing to hold it for 10 years. And what that simply means is that when you're buying a stock, or if you're looking to invest in a company, you want to have enough confidence that this organization is going to be around, relevant, and be a good investment 10 years from now, or it has a good promise of being relevant and successful over the next 10 years. So there's a big difference again between being a trader and being an investor. On the real estate side, there's a big difference between being a house flipper and being an investor. Now, you can be very successful being a house flipper, and we watch the television shows and all those things, and we believe that it's an easy game. But again, I would encourage everyone, especially new investors, to always think about the long term when you're making that investment. So even if you're thinking about a flip, when you're evaluating a property flip, if everything goes wrong, could you still be profitable in the long term by that property that you've acquired? If you were to flip it, renovate it, put a lot of money into it, could you still, even if you weren't able to sell it immediately, if we were going through a pandemic, could it still be a good investment for you in the long run? So if the answer is yes, then I would say go forward with that. If it's not, then you definitely want to reconsider or at least think a little bit more about it. So those are, there are two examples there. Another one in terms of thinking short-sighted versus long-sighted is I've noticed, and I've even experienced myself, using money that you need relatively soon. So I would recommend, if you need the money or will need the money within a year to 3 years, that you probably may want to reconsider in using that money for an investment at that time. It's much more important that you have the emergency funds or you have the available cash available in case a pandemic or something else occurs and you actually need access to capital pretty quickly, and you're not risking having to sell your shares in your stock or having to sell your investment at a down in a down market. So that leads me to the second bad investing behavior, and that is buying high and selling low. So the rule, or a rule in investing, is buy low and sell high. But sometimes, due to fear, due to thinking short-sighted and needing the funds, whatever the case may be, emergencies pop up. I've seen investors, including myself, buy a stock at all-time highs or sell close to all-time lows, and that can be pretty detrimental to your overall portfolio. So you definitely want to make sure you are mindful of how the stock or the asset, the real estate, is priced, and you are not buying it at the highest or at its height in terms of its potential. You definitely want to wait for that opportunity to get it at a discount or pull back. And you do not want to buy a stock at its 52-week high. Again, this is not financial advice. This is just something that I would recommend. It's funny, my daughter was looking at purchasing some stocks, and she picked Starbucks when it was at like its 52-week high. And I said, nope, we're not buying that one. We're going to wait. And lo and behold, it pulled back probably about 25-30%, and you know, now we have a better opportunity to get in and actually make some good returns for that. But and then on the flip side, selling low, and this is where the emotions and the fear aspect sometimes play in. So if you purchase an organization who you believe is solid and they have very good numbers in terms of how they operate, the management is qualified and skilled, but for whatever reason the stock goes down, selling low at its lowest point is definitely not what you are in the investment for. And fear can absolutely make that happen for you. And you want to make sure you're checking your emotions and going back to the fundamentals that made you want to acquire that asset to begin with. So the second bad investing behavior is buying high and selling low. You absolutely want to try to avoid that wherever possible. What you want to do is sell high and buy low, all right? And then the last or the third bad investing behavior that I want to share with you all is not doing enough research. And this plays into essentially all of the other bad investing behaviors that I just shared with you. So a lot of times we'll see a opportunity and or we'll be told about something and we'll just take it for face value, where it's at the end of the day, it's your money, it's your investment. So do with it as you please. However, to be prudent or wise, I would absolutely recommend that you do some research on whatever the opportunity is to understand it a little bit better, so that at the end of the day, you can make an informed decision. So those stocks, for example, that you may hear about, whether it be related to the cannabis industry or some sort of big tech firm or a real estate development opportunity, whatever it ends up being, it could be the greatest thing since sliced bread, but you just never know until you actually do your own research from credible sources and make that decision based on those facts that you're able to uncover. So before you pull the trigger or purchase any asset or make an investment, Absolutely, you need to do enough research and not just go off of what the trend is or what the popular item is or the flavor of the month, if you will. You know, stocks like Tilray, as an example, it could be a great organization, but that thing has gone up and down, all the way up, all the way down. And folks are just buying it because it was the hot item at that time. So again, you want to make sure you're doing enough research so that you can invest in a quality investment or asset that you believe is going to be beneficial for you and your family, not just in the short term, but also in the long term, and that it is appropriately priced so that you are not buying high and selling low. So those are the three bad investing behaviors that I want to share with you all. Would love to hear your feedback. We may add some more as we learn more and as I think about this a little bit more, but those were the three that were on the top of my mind for right now. And I hope that you all are taking the opportunity to at least learn about investing if you're not investing at this moment. Again, this is an opportunity that may or may not present itself for another decade or so. And unfortunately, we have to be in this situation to see it as this. However, since we are in it, it's in our best interest to at least try to think about the positives and what we can take away from this experience that may help our family and ourselves live long and prosper. So I hope this was beneficial to you. As always, please share our episode and share our podcast with anyone in your network who you think may receive some value from this. We'll love any feedback. Again, this is me just sort of testing the waters in podcasting. I'm only on, I want to say, episode 23, but I'm having a really good time with this. So any feedback you have would be much appreciated. Well, until the next time, everyone, live long and prosper.